So I'm going to move on to your next case, but I just want to stop here and ask you at this point for a doc in practice who's going to take care of a patient with AML, and particularly an older patient who doesn't want to go to a tertiary center, that type of scenario, what would you consider to be the standard in terms of type of mutational testing that should be done and when?
That is a great question. In terms of the type of mutational testing that should be done, I think you have to do the mutational testing that is specified in either the NCCN or the ELN criteria. I think that's mandatory. And that would include the NPM1 mutations, FLT3 internal tandem duplications, and tyrosine kinase domain mutations, CEBP alpha mutations. And in the ELN, they include ASXL1, RUNX1, and P53 mutations. I think it is also crucial to include in that panel, although it has not yet made it into the ELN criteria or the NCCN criteria, is to include IDH mutational testing, because there is now an FDA-approved therapy to treat patients with IDH2 mutations with relapsed and refractory disease. And I suspect that within the next 9 to 10 months, there will be an FDA-approved therapy for IDH1 mutations. And I think it's crucial that you know that data upfront so that you can rapidly shift to the targeted inhibitor if need be.
And mutational testing on relapse or progression?
I would do the same thing. I would do the same panel. In reality, the most important things at the time of relapse or progression are going to be FLT3 and IDH, because that's where you have targeted therapies. Having said that, what I've seen from at least in the Northeast is that usually docs are sending out for a commercial panel that includes a variety of genes, and you'll get all that data back.